All right, let's let our Leisure County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, February the 8th, 2022, come to order. We gonna open with prayer and pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Singletary.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be out here tonight, Lord, to take care of school business. We thank you for the opportunity for leadership, the opportunity to serve our families, our students, our community, Lord, through the role of school board and superintendent. Father, we pray for unity, Lord, as we tackle all the issues of the day and of the month. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to do just that right now. Lord, we pray you bless our demeanor and our attitudes, Father, always be pleasing to you. Father, we just thank you for the COVID numbers coming down. We pray for continued healing there. Be with those that are still struggling with that in our community. Father, we pray for all the challenges that we have coming in to finish this year and coming into next year already as we plan, God. We pray that you give us great wisdom, Lord, and to make good decisions that are based on what's best for kids, and help that to be more than a platitude, Father. Help it to be what we do. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along to item two, recognitions and presentation. We got Mr. David Dietz from the Florida Forest Service. Mr. Petty.
Hey, we're up. Yeah, you want to say? I think, David, you came last year, maybe last year or two. David and I go back. We both started at Liberty Wilderness back together about 98, 99, sometime around there. I lose track of time. David's a good feller with the Florida Forest Service. Years past, we've had Chris Worrell come in and bring money. I think Daniel might have brought us some money at one time. But I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about the program, if you've forgotten, and how they collect money and what he's here to do. So, give you the floor.
So basically what we do every year, and this is throughout the state, is the state kind of identifies the lower economy counties. There's, I think, a total of 13 throughout the state. And so the money that we collect on Lake Tahoe State Boards and Tate Hill State Boards, we get 15% of that money, and that's from any kind of recreational fees or timber sales that comes in through those two state boards. So this year, I think the checks are going to be a little bit less. Probably the numbers before down across the coast. But this year, we're able to give $9,470.02 to the school board.
We are great. That's $9,000
right.
Day.
Any little bit of help.
That's right. So, Dave, we appreciate it. Pass the board, the district, we appreciate it, brother. Man. Thank you.
Right. Thank you,
Dave.
All right, moving right on to item three, public comment. We did not have any. Next, item four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
All right, I'll be brief. Week before last, on January 27th, I was able to participate in the PAEC, which is our consortium we belong to. We have a day in the legislature. Excuse me. We got to talk about ESSER 3 funding. If any of y'all have been keeping up, it's very challenging when you hear some of the appropriation meetings talking about ESSER 3 funding, especially Chairman Fine, and he's right when he says this, 99.9% of the money's not been spent by the school districts yet. They hadn't given it to us yet. I don't know where Gay's at. We put our budget together, Gay Lauren and Jeff and all of us, we get together, and Sheila, we put the budget together.
We did it fast.
October, was it the end of October?
Yeah.
I believe it was. So they're not waiting on the school district, and it was not just us. Every school district did that. So the new little caveat to that is they're saying, oh, it's pending legislative approval. So as we went around from each representative and each senator, we said, what does that mean? What does that look like? Well, how can we get that? Or what do y'all got to do to finish that? So anyway, I was able to tell them, we met with the chairman of the Appropriations Committee and told him that it's not just ESSER money they're hanging on, the DOE is hanging on to. They've hung on to our legislative appropriation from last year, which was our $150,000 for our construction program. Sheila has been gracious enough and had it in there to float it from general fund to, you know, I think around 60,000 of the 150. That's about as much as she could give us, you know, to kind of float that, especially with the year starting. And they were furious about that. So next thing you know, they put me in charge or in touch with somebody in charge of appropriations, and we guess what? Some money showed up within a week later. So it's been a challenge to get money. Both of our bills in the legislature are now in appropriations. They made it to K-12 committee. They're now in the main appropriations committee. We're very pleased and very confident. So in saying that, I know last time Ms. Jody said something about Patrick, our lobbyist, about coming. He couldn't come, and I knew this would be a challenge for him, but he did submit a report. So in line with that, my first little thing there, it's kind of in line where we're at with we're in the House budget for part of it. They're working it out in committee and conference. Bus replacement is in there, fully funded in the Senate, partial in the House. Chris Doolin is working on digital classroom funding. I think digital classroom funding, according to some, is going to probably be renamed to something else in the coming years. And it looks like they're pretty common. There's a lot of money they're dealing with this legislative session, sorry. Two bills that you may not know about. One of them I did mention to y'all in an earlier email. Let me start with one that you may not know about, is sovereign immunity. This is a huge, huge deal that Patrick's really working on behalf of PAC and for us and Chris Doolin. You know, right now the limits are $300,000 per incident to up to $1 million. Right now they're wanting to make that $1 million per incident. Now let me give you some perspective on that. You have a bus, Kevin's got a bus with 77 kids on it, they get in a bus crash, that could be a 77 per person, $77 million plane. Give you some perspective, we had $65 million in all of our PAC districts with Hurricane Michael insurance claims. So just to give you an idea, and you think about, you know, buses that run up down the road, obviously buses can be a huge insurance risk, obviously can come on the road and you got kids. So it's one of those things, I guess, and the person who sponsored the bill, guess what, he's a trial lawyer. He's in the legislature, so, you know, Morgan have a field day. And back, I should have said that. So lawyers will have certain trial lawyers, not including President Company, but they could have a real field day. It'd be a tell where the struggle would be for us as a board is, can we get insurance? You know, will somebody cover the insurance for PAC? It'd be difficult. Guess who will pay it? We'll have to pay them. So they're trying to really propose that. The other one is on school board salaries. They've been trying to root them out for 20 years. They've had some real traction in the last few years. One idea in the Senate is to make for school board members to make same amount statewide, make what senators make, which is about $29,000. The other is to cut it back to about $4,800 a year. You know, there's a lot of people fighting for us on that. I believe in the value of good school board members. I believe the Bible says a servant's worthy of his hire. And I believe what y'all do, you know, y'all manage a multi-million-dollar budget, and we want good people to run for office, and not that money is your motivator, because it's not. I know all five of y'all, money's not what motivates you to do that, but we need to have good people in there that want to be there and want to serve, and so I believe y'all can be compensated for that. So those are two things. So anyway, that's going on with that. New market tax credit. Out of the $20 million we've been trying to get, the $5 million is almost a complete deal. We're working on that right now. We had a board met this afternoon. Our new little Quali board is made up of James Flowers, Greg Solomon, Kathy Smargy. It's a three-person board, and so they will be representing us, and it's not necessarily representing our interests, but they'll be representing part of this deal with a nonprofit board. Hopefully they'll get all the paperwork done next week. They'll meet again and elect corporate officers and do all that. So that's part of this, part of the requirement for new market tax credit. We should close around March 21st on this first funding, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $600,000, give or take 40 or 50. One of the emergency items on there is to do $25,000 to Capital One. And so that'll be the last deposit we have to make. All that comes back during close. And so the 30 that we put out to Cityscape, all that'll come back in March. Early release day, well, let me finish, Eric. Eric feels like some more deals will come in. We have until May 31st or May 30th to get some of those. He is, again, quite confident we'll get those deals for the other funding. Early release day, Monday, January 14th, which is next Monday, and then the following Monday. Did I say February? I wrote January on the first one. Yeah, February 14th, that's a typo. And then the following February, it'll be President's Day. Teachers, students will be out, but 11 and 12-month employees do not have the day off. COVID numbers spiked the week before last, January 28th. They were actually worse than they were in August, just for that 1 week. But we saw a huge decline last week. We've had a pile of employees who have been affected, but I'm telling you, it's really good. We had no cases at the high school and at pre-K last week, so I'm fully anticipating those to keep coming down. Last week, I want to thank you all for your support of me at the Chief Executive Officer Leadership Development Program. That was wonderful down in St. Pete. We didn't talk ESSER, we didn't talk MASS, we just talked about leadership, what that looks like. And I think it's been the best training that I've been to, and I want to thank y'all for the opportunity to go there. Recently, I completed the special certification program with FADS, completed it on January the 28th. There were five big sections there, school law, school finance, collective bargaining, leadership role, and improving student achievement, and core concepts of leadership. You had to take a test after each one. And it was not an easy test. It took you about an hour and a half to do each test. And they proctored it. You had to do it in the presence of a proctor and all that. And so I passed all my tests. First time.
Good,
so,
good.
So I'm card carrying now. Tonight after the meeting, I've already mentioned to y'all, there'll be an internet broadband discussion. Again, your participation optional. Please don't feel obligated to come. I know we got a lot of activities going on. We got a district basketball game at 7:30, which is the next bullet point. This is not our meeting. This is a meeting that we just noticed that y'all would be here, but it's actually a meeting of Florida State University and the Appalachian Regional Planning Council. So if you can stay for some of it, that'd be great. Some of the discussions we've had about the challenges of broadband, I'm expecting some people from Senator Awsley's office to be here with us as well. Next Saturday, we have multiple girls competing in the weightlifting state championship. I think this is a first for the high school, Eric, I believe, Ms. Willis. That'll be at Port St. Joe, at Port St. Joe High School on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to seeing them girls lift. We got a region champ. Aubrey Arnold was our region champ. And so it's done a weight class. And, of course, we got some really good girls that are really strong. Number nine, Dr. Kathy Nobles, who we all know very, very well, came in and approached Jeff about a possibility to help our school administrators, our principals and vice principals. And so we met with her. She kind of told me what she's doing. She's working at Valdosta State College now and does this kind of teaching and stuff at the college. She has offered to come in, and it's totally voluntary, so we made that very clear. Jeff wrote a very good email to our staff. We didn't want to give them another thing to have to do. But in addition to what we already support them with, we wanted to make sure that if they wanted to take advantage of this opportunity to have a little extra support and guidance, Kathy wants to do it for free. And so she's going to start doing that. I think she's already reached out to those who wanted. We had a few that took her up on it. Not all of them, but she had a few that said, I would love the extra help. So anything we can do to help our school leaders, we want to help them do. Mr. Summers has been working with our half-cent sales tax. I'm waiting to hear back from Apaga. They're supposed to contact me. This is what we have to get on the ballot for the end of the year. So there's some things that they have to kind of come in. You kind of have to start that process over since it went out. It's a lot of formality type stuff, but they'll do some stuff there, and we'll let you know that. But we've already got our name in the hat as far as with the Supervisor of Elections office. I get hit up by vendors all the time, but this was a good one. Florida Prepaid hit me up and said, look, if the district would be willing to promote the prepaid program, I don't know how many of y'all have done prepaid with your kids. All of mine have prepaid, and thanks to the good Lord for that. It's a wonderful program. You pay today's rates, and then 18 years when they go to college or vocational school, they can use it there as well. than you pay today's rates. So 18 years, you can figure out how much more expensive that's going to be. So for our participation, it's relatively us sending out parent squares and those kind of things. The parents put it on social media and stuff. They'll give us a $3,500 scholarship for one of our seniors this year. So I said, sign me up. So anyway, I hadn't seen the money yet, but hopefully I signed an agreement. So I'm going to do my part if they'll do their part. Our Safer Watch system, we had a test today. It was only a test. We all knew it was going to be a test, but it was kind of an emergency situation at the district office. And I happened to be at Hosford School this morning. Tuesday mornings, I'm usually at Hosford first thing. My phone went off. I get a call. I get alerts and all that kind of stuff. It was a great test. The 911. So we're going to probably start doing those on a monthly basis. This is our cell phone, our laptops in our classroom, computer desktops, any kind of emergency, active shooter, fire, any kind of. It's not for misbehaving youngins. You don't mash the button for that. You mash it for some kind of stuff. Ricky, you want to?
And what we're going to do on a monthly basis, thing, we're going to go to different areas and different schools and do it in different areas so that we can make sure the geofencing is configuring like it's supposed to be at the desk or dispatch office. So we'll be going to different schools each month and we'll make sure it's working the way it's supposed to.
So if I'm in Bluntstown and hit the button, it's not going to go off. But if I'm inside what they call the geofence here, at Hosford, at any of the school sites, there's a geofence around that. It knows where you are, kind of locates where you're at, and then you. And then
I did it here, and it actually pinpointed up there right up that hallway I was standing in when I set it up.
If any of y'all want to know what that looks like, it's very fascinating. So let Ricky know. We all have it on most of us have it on our phones. We didn't make that a requirement from our employees because it's their personal phones. We encouraged them to do that as an app on their phone. You can do it as an app or you can do it on your computer. Lastly, Cognia, school accreditation. So we got accredited back, Ms. Gay, 2011. The district accreditation. It was a huge deal. We did a lot to do that. Working to get the actual peer people who were the reviewers to come in. We had to put them up in hotels, had to feed them, had to do all kinds of stuff. This will be a virtual, an online renewal, and so our review rather. So that's going to happen May. I think I have that date correct. May 20. We've already met as a district with some of our teams. We've divided up teams, and so basically they kind of give you the criteria, and you have to demonstrate that you're doing this kind of stuff. Almost everything they ask for as evidence by, and you got to provide evidence for that to get that. So part of that's going to be school board stuff. In the past, they actually had some people who would come talk to the board and ask you about your role on the school board kind of stuff. For us, it's going to be a lot more bigger picture, mission, vision, training. That's always an issue. They want us all to be trained in that kind of stuff. And they'll ask you, where are you at on that? Do you have any aspirations? Different kind of questions. But one of the big things that I want to mention tonight is we need support from all the stakeholders. And the word stakeholder meaning everybody, the parents, the kids, and everything. One of the things we're going to do is send out a survey, and we need everybody to send those back. So that'll be all of our employees. We'll send that out to Parent Square or something that kind of gives you a school climate type survey. Where are we at on certain things? What are we doing good? What do we need to improve on? Those kind of things. That feedback is phenomenal, but it's part of this process. So when you see that, we need everybody to participate. We need participators more than anything in that. But we want to, I think it was a great honor for us to be accredited in 2011, and we don't want to lose that. That's a lot of credibility that lets them know that we have met a level of service in our education system here in Liberty County that is better than what most average. It makes us better than average, and it gives some real credibility for different things. So we want to make sure we do that. So that was my last thing. We're going to choose a contract, or we've got a recommendation to choose a contractor. I have some part of the RFQ books that were presented at those meetings. Renee put the scoring sheets on your, should be on your agenda, I think. Did you put them online? So, and I have a copy of that as well. So if you'd like to look at that after the meeting or even during the meeting, let me know and I'll pass that down to you when it comes to that form. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item five. Need a motion for additions, corrections to the consent item 8B, D, and E. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Mr. Jody? Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to add emergency items 10, A, B, C, D, E, and F. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need a motion to addition, correction to item 9C. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 6, approve agenda. Need a motion to approve agenda for February 8th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7, need a motion to approve January the 11th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, consent items. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for January 2022. Financial statements for January 2022. Bills and payroll for January 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve February 8th, 2022 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion to approve out-of-field teachers for February 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to approve updated sub list for February 2022 with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve the following updated district administrator job descriptions with additions, corrections. Assistant Superintendent, Director of Finance, Director of Instruction, Director of Facility, Maintenance and Transportation, and Director of ESE. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F, need a motion to approve disposition of a 1999 Thomas School Bus, Liberty County School District Bus Number 9805. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item G, need a motion to approve disposition of a 2008 ICRP school bus, Liberty County School District Bus Number 07100. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 9, need a motion to approve the Career Dual Enrollment Pathways Expansion Grant, CTE Dual Enrollment, CRRSA, ESSER 2. Budget period 1st of 2022 through the 9th of 30th of 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item B. Need a motion to approve the CRRSA, ESSER 2, Civic Literacy Initiative Grant. Budget period 12/09 of 21 through the 9th of 30th of 2023. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item C. Need a motion to approve Culpepper Construction as contract for construction management service for small projects. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, emergency items. Item A. Need a motion to approve reimbursement of travel expenses to Ashley Cruton, parent guardian of an eligible student, for transporting her child to school and home. Parents will provide transportation for the student with ESC services to and from school and will be paid mileage at state reimbursement rate. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? School to home, that's from school to home. All in favor say aye.
Yeah.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve first reading of the following policy manual updates. PO 8405, revised, school safety and security. PO 8407, revised, safe school officers. PO 5780, revised student parent rights, and you, 5780.01, parent student rights and parents' bill of rights. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve creating job description assistant director of finance temporary position. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve updated salary schedule. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to approve advertising for assistant director of finance temporary position to assist the director of finance in providing effective leadership, direction, and oversight in developing, coordinating, and maintaining physical and administrative services. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve new market tax credit equity investment reservation fee and transaction expense deposit to Capital One Bank in amount of $25,000. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, board member concern, Mr. Flowers.
Now everything seems to be going good. Just want to thank everybody for what they're doing and how they're doing. Last couple of weeks, I've had no complaints about anything, probably a first. So I appreciate the job all y'all doing, top to the bottom. Teachers, staff, coaches. That I have had some complaints on coaches. They're getting better. Now, but really, just keep it up. Keep it up. Everybody's doing good. I appreciate it. Makes my job a lot easier. Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Jody.
I kind of just want to reiterate what James said. What a great job. I mean, you know, I didn't know what to expect, and I've been here, and we're about to close out our second school year. That's crazy. So this has been exciting, and I can tell that we have a good leadership team. We've got a great staff, but a good leadership team that is solid, and I just want to thank you guys for all you do. And I know you don't have an easy job, so. And because I knew if we didn't have a good leadership team, we would be getting pounded with, you know, calls and things like that. But we're not, and things are resolved. And I appreciate you listening, looking at these position descriptions, and Jeff revising all of these things since 2016, I think it was.
2014.
Yeah. So, you know, you listened, and I appreciate that, and you guys are open. That means a lot, and that's the way change happens. So, thank you.
I got a little bit. Mr. Petty's touched on a little bit today, but I received a letter from Thad's. I don't know if y'all received one or not, but still, it's worth reading, guys. To dear Chairperson Hayes, this letter is to official notify the school board of Liberty County that Superintendent Kyle Petty has sufficiently completed program and certification requirements of the Florida Superintendent Special Certification Program in accordance with the section 1001.47 Florida Statute and the State Board of Education Rule 6A-1.551 FAC. The Special Certificate Program is an extensive training program designed specifically for Florida superintendents. That includes training in law, school finance, collective bargaining, the superintendent's leadership role in improving students' achievement, and core concepts of leadership additionally. The superintendent satisfactorily completed the Florida superintendent's exam to demonstrate an understanding of the information and knowledge presented through the training. Superintendent Petty is commended for his efforts, expand and build on the skills and knowledge necessary to lead the school system in today's complex society. Elected superintendents who achieve and maintain certification in this program are entitled to a $2,000 per year salary and supplement for the school district. Since all requirements were met on January 21st, 2022. We recommend that the effective date of the increase begin on February 1st, 2022. Superintendent Petty is entitled to receive the $2,000 per year salary supplement as long as he meets the annual renewal requirement set forth in the State Board of Education Rule 6A-1.551 FAC. And this is the one that really got to me here. Your district is fortunate to have a leader who is committed to the continuous growth and enhancements of leadership skills for the continuous improvement of your school system. Thank you, Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
What would you do?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. Mr. Petty, do you know what time the weightlifting meet
is? I don't have flights yet, so I don't know. I don't have those yet, and I don't know that they'll be.
It's going to be early, y'all. Yeah.
I'll send those. As soon as I get that, I'll send that to all of y'all. And,
congratulations to them, and thanks to all of y'all, as Jody and James said. And Mr. Petty, thank you for putting extra time in as well.
Honored to do it.
That's it.
Mr. Moore?
Well, touch base a little bit more on the weightlifting girls. They'll be down Saturday at Port St. Joe. Hopefully win some state champions. We've got a good chance for a few of the girls. And our wrestling teams, like Jason touched on, they're doing way better than what was expected, and there's still things that are getting better. And the other thing, the JROTC teams, you can check in on them on their shooting test and all that. They got some shooters, some young girls, and I'm tell you what, they can hit what they're shooting at. So, other than that, same as everybody else, thank everybody for what they're doing, because it's showing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and going above and beyond. And again, Jeff, I appreciate you listening to what I was talking to you about and everything, and accepting all that. And good job for passing those tests.
Yeah,
I know pressure. That was tough on you.
Pressure.
So, thank you. Appreciate it.
I got one other little thing I'd like to thank Mr. Ricky. I come by and talked to Miss Renee yesterday about a little issue, and she called Ricky, and he was right here on the spot and got me straightened out. And I appreciate that, Mr. Ricky. Fine job.
Anytime y'all ever have any questions or any trouble about anybody or whatever, feel free. You know, I'm always open to any suggestions. Like I told y'all when we started this,
right. Oh yeah, yeah. Any closing comment? If not, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody.
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Meeting adjourned.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.